You're listening to SBS News.
Australia and New Zealand are getting ready to welcome the world for the most prestigious event in women's football. The event's chief operating officer, Jane Fernandez, says everything is on track for the two nations to stage a tournament to remember.
We've got an amazing workforce of over 165 people that will grow to about 250 come tournament time. Everyone is so passionate about what they're doing, major event experts, passionate about growing women's football. And so we have a great support team, and everyone is 100% committed to taking the FIFA Women's World Cup to the next level.
Events were today held across the nine host cities to mark the one-year-to-go milestone. FIFA Secretary-General Fatma Samoura was in Sydney, where the tournament final will be held. Football's governing body believes this edition will accelerate their push for gender equality.
So today our aim is also not only to lift the revenue, but also to use the people who are playing and watching the women games as possible game changers in their community and in their countries. And I hope really that very soon, while we are still alive, that we will stop talking about men's football and women's football, and we'll just talk about football, because we will be reaching a point where the game is equalized.
1999 World Cup winner and US great Carla Overbeck knows how the tournament can inspire women and change perceptions.
When the US said that they were going to have the World Cup in 99, most reporters were sort of naysayers, and they didn't believe that, you know, we could fill Giant Stadium and we could fill the Rose Bowl. And it was just so rewarding to let them know that, you know, we had a pretty good product.
Investment in women's football and sport in general has increased significantly over the past decade. For the first ever captain of Australia's national women's team, Julie Dolan, it's well overdue. But there'll be mixed feelings when the tournament kicks off in a year's time.
I think I would trade all my yesterdays for this. The hard work has to be done somewhere, and, you know, people have to do it. But to see this, you know, you would. If you knew you had to work so hard for this, well, you'd be doing it. So it's so good to see it come to fruition.
The Matildas will learn who their opponents are on October the 22nd, when the official draw takes place in Auckland. Defender Ellie Carpenter knows the team will need to improve if they're to have any chance of lifting the trophy on home soil.
Yeah, I think for us now, I know that we're obviously 365 days away, and we've done a lot of experimenting past games, and I know that now we're getting down to business, and obviously we're playing such high quality oppositions coming up. Obviously Canada, they're reigning gold medalists, and for the Olympics, I know that we're going to do everything that we can to be in top form, top shape, and I know that if we have everyone in the squad fit and firing, I think we'll do very well, and I know that everyone is behind the scenes working hard for that.
The official mascot is set to be unveiled in the coming months. Alan Lee, SBS News.